What happened, okay, we don't know exactly. I tried to turn in, but the car went sideways. But we did, on the finish of the first stage, we had a flat tire. So we had to use that tire to put in the front. And on the end, the last stage, I was driving with the very fucked up tire. So it was...
When you say flat tire, how flat was it? More worn than flat tire?
Sorry.
You said flat tire.
On the finish, it was just flat, so I had a feeling it's strange behaving, and when we checked it, okay, there was only one bar in it, so it was... but okay, it was just on time.
Okay. What about this morning? Do you feel you've made any improvement?
No. If I try to go a little bit quicker, I'm not safe anymore. So no, I cannot say that I make an improvement speed-wise. Never drove school at gravel, so it was also 2 years and a half. And when I took the car over here last Monday, yes, of course, I was a little bit lost. I was lost already in the way that. How the tires are behaving, because I know in the past when we drove with the Michelin tires, we only did punctures, everybody was always making flat tires. Now we had really the feeling the tires are much stronger, but from the other side, okay, I'm missing the final tuning to be quick and clean on the gravel.
I guess that's just down to
not having been driving, and then coming over here, a test track was very tight and small, and then one time some stages here are a little bit quicker, so a little bit lost how the car is behaving.
Is it frustrating for you?
Yes. I have to say this is the most difficult rally for me, because I'm not used to drive just to drive, you know, and I also knew in the past... on gravel with the Super 2000, they always did a few best times and fighting for the podium and something like that. And now to have to come over here, knowing that you are still can do something for the championship, but just I really feel a little bit like a fifth wheel on the car.
Regarding the car setup, maybe it was also a little bit problem with the lack of experience on the gravel, because from the TV, it was like the rear of the car is jumping too much.
Of my car? No, I don't can say that my rear is jumping too much, because I have a good feeling with the car, but I know that there are something... I'm not driving clean enough with the car, but I don't understand exactly how to drive it properly. You have to drive it a little bit more aggressive than I'm used to, and that makes me a little bit confident.